With Ebola still ravaging West Africa and cases popping up in Europe and the US, hospitals across the country are having to take a serious look at how they're prepared. This is Janine Finnell, the quality director with Delta County Memorial Hospital.
We're really prepared for any emergency that would come in, not just Ebola. So kind of depending on what we see, we can expand our services. And with an infectious disease like Ebola, we're just making sure that we have all of the protective equipment on hand that we would need.
Janine says they have several isolation rooms in the hospital. Staff there have been drilling for what to do in worst-case scenarios. This is the emergency director, Misty Sakala.
Treating someone with an infectious disease in an emergency setting is difficult just because they possibly need things very quickly or they could die, and so you're trying to hurry and you're trying to do what you have to do fast, and that can cause mistakes. And that's why we do the drills, so that we can practice in a less stressful moment and get that muscle memory down so that we know exactly what to do when the moment comes to it.
Janine says she has a healthy fear of Ebola, but influenza season is coming up, and the common flu kills about 30,000 Americans every year. She hopes the attention on Ebola will bring more people to get their flu shot.